So I can go ahead. I'll start this part, Joan, and then you can come in if you want. So when we did the process to remove those dark implants, it was said during that session that we had been given a special dispensation. So just wanted to give you a little more information about that because we weren't able to receive a whole lot of detail about it because we're in process. But the process, A, this dispensation, A, was A, to remove these things now. And then we were given the opportunity to go into the future. And if without the dispensation, no, what, however far into the future you had to go, whether it be 1 year or 10 years or 10 lifetimes, that's how far into your future you would have had to travel in order to be beyond the point where you were being affected by those dark implants. So with this dispensation, those are now removed now. So that is a tremendous gift that we all received. And they did that because of our commitment to do this work. And we were gifted this opportunity, you know, to transmit, transform, and rewrite our narrative for all time. So also, they did this now because we're on a really fast track to try to get in everything they want to get in over these next few years. And they're hoping by helping us now remove those, you know, that level, those blockages won't be interfering in our ability to move on. And they will continue to monitor these because as we continue on this journey and keep increasing our light quotient, there will be a point in time in the future where we will hit another level of those. And then they'll let us know, and then we'll be invited to gather again and to release those. So just to let you know that it's a very far-reaching gift that we were given with that.
Okay. I don't have anything to say right now. I would like, as we open this communication within the group, if you have questions to, of course, bring those up. And anyone within the group itself, if you have the answer, please respond because you are part of this conversation. And you may have a mastery piece that someone else doesn't have, or you have an opinion about it or how you experienced it. So this is a very valuable learning curve where you interact. Now, if there's still questions, of course, the council would be present to, or a stream of consciousness within the council would be very present to address those so that it all is smoothed out and functioning before this session ends, because they are very valuable pieces of our process, our ascension process. So, okay, let's get started. Open it up.
Hi, this is Margaret. I think Milena covered what I was going to ask, but I'm going to say it just to get clarification. The implants, when we did that releasing and clearing and then the healing, that was for the ones that were opened up as we hit frequencies. And so my question was, well, I know we're going to go get higher frequencies and there could be more then.
Of course, you know, and okay. they're anticipating that. And they've already said we may, maybe a year before we do this again, but they will monitor us as a group. And as they see these things beginning to come up in our spaces and sure. You know, and create anything, then they will address us and we'll come together as a group and then redo this, do this again. So they're on top of it. So, but we're getting all the support and assistance that we can possibly receive in order to move forward and just maintain this quick pace at these really high frequencies.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Kathy from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Kathy.
I was somewhat frustrated by the fact that I have a really tough time hearing everything that's being said. And so I count very much on the transcripts that come out. And yes, I listened and I knew I was getting things, but I have a need to hear every single word because every single word is so carefully stated. And the things that were given are so rich. And I am so incredibly grateful for the people who are and have been doing those transcripts, because I also found as I was doing this that so much information is being given to us so fast that as I was reading it, it took me at least twice as long to read it as to hear it.
Right.
Because there is so much that's being said. And I felt like I was a week behind. And on the other hand, I felt like, yeah, okay, you forced me to listen to this as best as I could during that first 8 days. And I am so incredibly grateful for everything that is being given. And I could hardly believe the fact that we were given as much as we were all at once. It was, it really is such a compliment to us. And I thank every single one of you for being part of this group.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. Yeah, and thank you, and absolutely thank everyone who contributes, but your presence and what you have been able to do by showing up and making this commitment, you know, and I can tell you, it's not going to let up. You know, and Joan and I keep saying, oh my gosh, because, you know, we're not only preparing for like this class, this segment, but for the past week, they've been talking to me nonstop about the conference. So I'm already there, you know, and then they have this project they want you to do, which is going to take quite a bit of coordination. So there's so much and we feel like we're juggling so much. And it's just like, wait, wait, because it's you don't, it takes time and it's not something we can, you can't rush it, but yet we're on a fast pace. So, and that's why sometimes you just have to go with the flow, trust that process, understand you're getting the energetics of it. And then like you, when you go back and read it or listen to it again, then, you know, then you pick up the things that you didn't pick up that first pass because they're so layered, you know. And now that we're going through and we've had a few months to work with this, I mean, you can tell. You know, now that we're going back and upgrading all of these things that we are, look how multi-layered what we had already received was. And now we're elevating all of that into these higher frequency ranges. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yes.
Melena.
Hi. Hey, Lynn.
Hey. Pardon my voice. I'm... It's not COVID, it's just a cold.
I understand.
You know, unless your ear falls off or your arm's broke, everybody goes, oh, you got COVID. No, I don't. Anyway, I just, when you touched on that imprints in the last class, I didn't see or feel anything. And I looked at all etherically and everything, and I thought, well, what am I missing? You know, did I dodge that arrow or whatever? And so I just want to encourage people that if you didn't see or feel or hear anything, just go through the process and practice it. And I just said, you know, anything that's not congruent with me that I'm not aware of, I just let it go. And I also want to reaffirm what Kathy said about hearing it. And because every time I listened to it, I went, where was I when that was said the first time?
Yes.
I know I was there. And then when you get the transcript and you read it, you go, huh? And sometimes I just sit with a transcript and re-listen to it again, because that is really anchoring two forms of learning, the audio and the visual. So just like my main thing was, is sometimes when you don't see or feel something, you just think you missed it. And I don't really want to hold on to missing something negative. But I didn't want to go to, oh, I missed it, I'm not good enough, those stupid pictures.
Mm-hmm. So you're past that.
Didn't feel it, just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, that mean you, we had already been through the process before we even got to removing the implants. So you're already in that flow of those energetics, you know, which were extremely high. And then you go into this and holding all of it. I mean, Joan and I find that when we get together and we're discussing what's going to happen in the class, we're all operating in that, again, in that high frequency. And then within that, the energetics of our light temple vortex. Okay. Remember, which amplifies everything. Mm-hmm. And Joan and I can have a conversation and it sounds good. We hang up the phone and talk the next day and say, well, what do we say? Because it's hard to hold that frequency, and then when you step out of it and then get distracted by the, you know, washing dishes and cooking meals or whatever else you have to do, you're like, what did we say, you know? And that's, we record everything for that reason, because it's, you lose those details, and because the frequencies are so high, we can't remember them. There's just no way, because you don't walk around in this fifth, sixth, seventh, pushing eighth dimensional space 24/7. So good point.
Well, and a thing that I have found out, you know, I'm very clairsentient. So when I do my morning meditation, that's when they choose to download a boatload. And if I don't take the time, it's forcing me to journal, because within a couple of hours, I don't remember what they told me. So they have to repeat it. Or if I set it the computer, they'll say it again. And then I can type it, or I can take a piece of paper and write it. So it's very difficult in this environment to hold on to it. So that's why having recordings, having the transcripts are so valuable. But you know, one thing about that, if you question it, if you've reviewed it enough or you've integrated parts of it, it'll come to you. You'll know it immediately. So that's what I have found out. I don't have to remember exactly what they said at a particular time. If somebody asked, like Kimberly asked me something the other day, and I said, oh, well, yeah, that's blah, 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 whatever it was. So it's in there. It's just sometime that there's a gap between your brain functioning and your more spiritual aspect of you, your higher brain, your higher mind.
I'm finding that the understanding aspect is really showing up now in the last 2 weeks since this last session, that it's, you know, you're talking about the gap, you know, between what the brain synapses can do physically and where we are in our knowing and our awareness is just so profound now. It's just so clear and precise. And, you know, I mean, down in the world, it's the days of transparency, right? So everything is like coming up to be healed. I look at it that way. But the understanding is just so vast that I feel as though that knowing is coming from that vaster understanding of our future self, or, you know, whatever, as we're calling it. So that's really, really been a noticeable shift that I've noticed since the last session. So
cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Dan, Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hi, this is Kazuko.
Kazuko.
I'm nervous. I just wanted to say some comment. Well, first of all, I really want to express my gratitude to that. All the teachers of light, and John and Melina, and Katriana, Katie, for those wonderful transcripts. That really helps. And as you know, everybody was talking about after I listened to the last part of the last session about imprints removal part, I did a little bit, maybe twice or three times, but the third time I felt really relaxed after I listening to it, and my whole body was really relaxed. Especially I felt that the mental, emotional body, I could just kind of, I felt it like in physically, the energy was like flowing through in the, you know, central part of my body. Like, you know, something was the energy, the light energy was flowing, and like a clearing or cleansing. And it was, I never felt that before, that experience. So that was really, really nice. And I felt really, made me feel very relaxed. So, you know, so I was talking to my husband and talking about just the mundane thing. But I was feeling that at the same time. And then whatever he was saying didn't bother me.
Wow.
Magic.
No, you know, like, oh, I don't want to get out of this space. I didn't go there. I just kind of like, okay, everything was fine. And I was still feeling really nice energy flow. So that was so nice. Yeah, so thank you. And I have a question that John confirmed me, but I just wanted to address this again. Third eye is all-seeing eye of sorts, right? And pineal is our personal third eye, which contains our personal all-seeing eye. Is that correct? And so the third eye, I always thought this is chakra, you know, Arjuna center. It's third eye, but now it's all-seeing eye. And is it also, I heard John saying Eye of Horus. Is it the same as Eye of Horus? So it's all the terminologies, you know. I know I don't want to get into too logical, rational mind, but I just want to get some clarification on those terminologies. And another question is seed crystals, like in a triangle, pyramid shaped seed crystals, are in the center of the head. That's what I, you know, learned a while back. So all that is like, okay, so third eye, pineal, is it all in the same place, the seed crystals?
Yes.
So the all-seeing eye of souls, and then the inside is a personal all-seeing eye, which is my third chakra. So seed crystals are also in the pineal area? Thank you.
Well, that'll be clarified in this teaching today, because they are going to talk about that.
Okay.
But the eye horse and the third eye are the same thing. It's just the perspective from a different culture. And before, it sat in front of this part of your head, but now it is within. And in this session today, all that will be explained.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question about the imprint.
Yeah. And
I decide that I want to go, not just in this lifetime, but return to before Atlantis, where I believe the imprints started coming in. And I did some clearing every day. And I was just thinking if I was, I'm just asking to see if I was taking too much of a big bite.
No, I mean, actually, that's what we did. Well, that's what we did when we went in down that pathway to our past. You were directed to go to that point before any implants were put into place. Yes. And for most of us, that was before Atlantis.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. It's Kelly in Oregon.
Hey, Kelly in Oregon.
Hey, you guys. So I wanted to say, I don't know if I have a question, but a comment that may lead to a question. I have been clearing implants for at least a couple of years now, working with the person that I work with locally here. She calls herself a Theta Healer. It's been pretty amazing. And what happened for me during that meditation where we went down the corridor to clear more implants is it felt, for me, it felt like all it did was piss them off. And they just really clamped down my head on my head. They were a lot of them around my head. And I ended up working with my local healer to remove whatever it was that had come up. And she had told me, you know, 8 more lifetimes had opened up with all these implants. And we went in and removed them, and I felt like a new person afterwards. And then it seemed like, and then as soon as that was done, it was like some trauma that I had pushed into the back of my whatever from my younger years in this lifetime, all of a sudden came up like a tornado. And I was like, unexpected. I didn't quite know how to deal with it. Poor Debbie had to help me figure out how to deal with it. She was quite wonderful in calming down that awareness that and feelings that were locked in my body from, you know, teenagehood. That so I'm a little nervous to go back down that corridor. The second time I tried to do the meditation, I go and all right, let's go clear some more because I'm sure there's more in there, and I went completely out. I couldn't even hold it. I didn't hear one word as soon as Milena started. As soon as you got us past the gate, I was gone. I was like, well, that's not very helpful. But the first time I did it, I was 100% there. So I'm saying all this because I'm not sure what to think and what to feel and what to do. I'm just going along.
Well, see, I think that's all fabulous, though, because it brought up more things for you to look at, to be aware of, to clear. And whether you went unconscious or not, your intention is there. That intention is set. Okay. So you are doing what you need to do. And again, trust your process, what you need to do. And if it brought those things up for you, remember that liquid light, just bring that right in, fill up those spaces every time, fill them up. And, you know, and it's released a lot in a lot of your spaces. And for me, I had tons of physical reactions to these classes between the activation of that second triad, all of that. I've had headaches since we had that class. I've had severe nausea.
Okay.
So, you know, so it responds differently in our bodies where you know, still clearing more of your emotional feel. Okay. And me, it hit me slap in my physical body. And so let your process be what it is. We don't, you know, just, you've got to learn to be gentle with yourself. And Joan and I, we had a conversation with the council earlier this week. And one of the things they said is we have yet to learn how to value and love ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is what all this is about, to get us all to that place where we can know our own magnificence.
Yeah, I think a part of me is a little afraid of what else is going to come up.
but see, that's where that tweaking comes, right? You know, and so it's tweaked it. So think of what this magnificent gift that we were given to be able to transmute these things once and for all, you know, and just embrace it. There are times you just have to step into the fire and face your dragons. You know what I'm saying? You know, and stare them down and deal with it. And we're given the opportunity. And you are a big, powerful being, Kelly. And so you question yourself. You know, we all love you. We can all see who you are at that spirit level. Now, you know, it's time for you to embrace who you are.
Well, I do believe I do. The thing is I now am recognizing how many lifetimes I chose to come and do the hardest kind of lifetime you could do.
Yeah, it's but like do you know why that is?
Yeah, I kind of have a sense. But
you're a big being, and you said you would do this.
Believe me, I'm more than aware of that.
Okay.
But it's like this poor little lifetime that's trying to bring all of that together and heal all of the trauma and all the stuff that's happened over so many lifetimes, all in this one little lifetime in this tiny little body. It's like I kind of wished I had been born a 6-foot guy with 200 pounds. I feel like I could handle it a lot better. That might not be true, but sometimes I feel that way.
Of course.
No, because you're the big being that you are, regardless of that body you're in, and you're more than capable of doing it. You would not have been given the task.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having a chat.
Well, so are we supposed to remember and go through all those specific things?
No.
Because at times,
not unless you want
to. It has seemed to me that I remember a long time ago, I was working with somebody named Anamika, and I was away while everybody was going through all kinds of stuff. And my sense was, I wasn't there when they were all doing that. And maybe I did something absolutely dreadful, awful, terrible, but that is not who I am now.
Right. You got it. It's already done. You already did it.
And I don't have to know all those things.
No. Just let it go. Let the imprints go. Once and for all.
You know, I have something I think would add to that. And that is that there is such a thing in your body in relation to traumas in this life, or events in this life that you regret. We all have those. And so you have cellular memory there. But I also think you have cellular memory from past incarnations of things that weren't resolved that are going to be resolved in this lifetime. So when you work with that second triad, I cannot stress that enough. And you create the liquid light and you put it through your blood system to remove all the carbon-based energy that is surfacing. And the minute that light hits the carbon, it's like light hitting a coal. It lights up, it changes the cold. So it's invaluable in that process. You don't have to know what it is, but to continually create this liquid and this nectar light to relieve whatever is surfacing in your body, in those memory codes, in that cellular memory, so that you bring the cells up to the current light imbued state. So it can be used for that with your intention, but it can also be used to heal parts of your body. I had a urinary tract infection. I chose to work with that second triad. And within a week with that and a herbal preparation I took, it was gone. I never had to go to the doctor. So it's invaluable in so many aspects of our healing process in our awakening process at a cellular level. But you don't have to process the pain and misery. You already did that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready to move on? Because we do have a lot to do.
Oh.